came to Sweden, and I was, my mathematics professor was an official guy, so I had to, I was his real guy. that was at the time I worked with IBM. So I got along really well, both him and his wife. And then later on, I spent the summer working at the University of Southern California in 1969. One thing is that it's called. It's not enough to write papers, you should write. He said, you know, because if you write paper, you always have to do things short, but if you've been working on a piece for a while, you should really write a book about it. So he was the one who said, you should write a book about stochastic control. And that's, you know, very good advice. And then he said, you know, if you've done this, then you summarize your ideas, and then, you know, it's time, then you put this away, and then you start to work on something that you could call it. You should never work on the same problem forever, because you're reaching the point of diminishing returns. Now that's something I remember. Bellman also visited us here in Sweden, you know, many times. So we had, you know, very, very good personal relations. And he used to give hilarious lectures. For example, I remember he was at Karolinska Institute. You know, that's a famous medical center. And he said, cancer now supports more people than it used. And he said things like that. And he said things like this. Well, you in Sweden, you want to give the Nobel Prize in Physics to a professor coming from an obscure university in the Midwest who doesn't have a piece of equipment that weighs 100,000 tons and costs the same amount of dollars. He has also written an autobiography that's called I'm the Hurricane. And I never had figured out whether it has really been published or not, but I have the manuscript.
Oh,
it's very interesting.
Oh.